The resignation of a mayor caught in an FBI sting, it can cause public confidence in city government to plummet, which is why city manager Ron Carley and others have said time and again,
this event does not affect how the city of Charlotte operates on a day-to-day basis. Charlotte is more than one man.
The city does have a plan to move past Patrick Cannon, officially at least. At some point, the council will, by law, appoint Cannon's successor. No special election or public comment required. In fact, the only qualifications are that he or she is a resident of the city and that he or she is from the same political party as the mayor they'll replace, in this case, a Democrat. That person will then serve until December 2015, the remainder of Patrick Cannon's term. Jennifer Roberts would be interested in the job, but the former chair of the Mecklenburg Board of County Commissioners is the only person to go public with their desire to be mayor. But other names are being bandied about. Vi Lyles and David Howard, for instance, two at-large members of the city council. And there's Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes and Councilwoman Patsy Kinsey, who knows a lot about the job. She stepped in for 6 months when Anthony Fox became the U.S. Secretary of Transportation. If the council picks one of its own to be the new mayor, the remaining members will fill that council slot with yet another appointment. Now, all, some, or none of this could happen tonight. But the council is at least expected to lay out a timeline for when we'll know who will be Charlotte's fourth mayor in 2 years. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.